here to wrap up KER Politics. Got a really good subject we're going to pine on right now, and it goes directly in line with what has been in the mass media the last couple of days. I happen to be a Catholic, as you guys know, and I respect the Pope of the Catholic Church to an extent. I think he's making some mistakes, but he's only human, which kind of goes against the Catholic belief. But I want to say one thing. He came out yesterday, and I was besieged by residents in the facility, in my home, by what the Pope said. The Pope said that we should have, if we were really Christian, we should have totally wild open borders. And most of the people where I live agree with that 100%. I'm going to bring up something right now that I think proves how wrong the Pope of the Catholic Church is. Let's talk about fentanyl deaths, and let's talk about fentanyl deaths that are occurring in my part of the world. My part of the world is very, very liberal. And the headline in the Seattle Times, which is a very liberal newspaper today, was King County's fentanyl death toll is on pace to surpass the record of a few months ago. Now, when people discuss open borders, you know, theoretically, maybe it's okay. And I will say that open borders, theoretically, I would maintain is not okay. And the reason I say that is because open borders right now with Mexico attract criminals. So what does that result in the United States? Well, a larger proportion of ODs have involved the synthetic opiate fentanyl recently. Where does it come from? You don't get it by robbing your local drugstore. You get it from illicit sources, and those illicit sources bring fentanyl in because primarily of the open borders. Open borders are causing deaths in the United States. In King County, where I live in, the death toll will surpass the record of just a few months ago. That is the best argument that I can think of for not having open southern borders. Jimmy, I know you feel probably the same way that I do. Give us your opinion on this, would you?
Sure, yeah. So the Pope is absolutely wrong here, because if, in fact, he was... Most of the countries he's talking about that come to the United States illegally from South America, they're basically from Christian communities as well. Right. So if they were really Christian, they'd be taking care of their own people and they wouldn't be moving up this way. So you completely discount that argument in my mind. If they were being persecuted as Christians, that would be a different story, but that's not what we're talking about. Let me tell you something else that is incredibly disgusting with the Catholic Church. They make billions of dollars from the U.S. federal government supporting the both transit and then the arrival of illegal immigrants in the United States because of subsidies in order to actually take care of the Catholic charities make billions of dollars doing that. Right. So this is a business. This is a business. And oh, by the way, who's facilitating the vast majority of these illegal movements to the United States border? Human traffickers. So in my mind, if you want to solve this problem, then you start penalizing, arresting the charities that are facilitating the illegal transit of these people up here, because the human traffickers, the corrupt administration officials in South America, the mob bosses, basically, the cartels are moving these people because they're making a fortune at it. And so are human trafficking, the Catholic charities.
Human trafficking, Jimmy, for what it's worth, in my opinion, is probably, aside from murder, one of the most despicable crimes that's occurring frequently within the United States.
No kidding. And again, for those people that have taken the time and made the effort to see Sound of Freedom, then you look at the number of illegal children that have been trafficked into the United States. The United States is the number one recipient of illegal child trafficking for pedophiles. So here we have a pope and we have a church that is pretending to be interested in the betterment and the welfare of these people. But, oh, by the way, shouldn't they be taken care of at home? Shouldn't their governments be taking care of them? Shouldn't we be stopping this criminal activity? Fentanyl is absolutely the most devastating. It's killing tens of thousands of Americans every year. But the human trafficking is actually destroying lives of people that are still alive. And I just, to me, to listen to something like that is so not only ignorant, but it's actually corrupt, and it's facilitating corruption.
And I agree 100%. I'm a little surprised that the New York Times gave the Pope as much space as they did to argue in favor of open borders. It was damn near a quarter of a page, Jimmy.
Yeah, I absolutely don't, am not surprised the New York Times would do that, because this is consistent with the Democratic policy to bring more illegal immigrants in the United States, to change the demographics, and potentially, if you want to look at it cynically, to get more ballots out there. Not more votes, more ballots, and then they can manipulate the ballots as they see fit.
I am absolutely sold now on the concept. I started to think about it. I started to think about it a little bit on the idealistic side when I read the article, but I have to say, This fentanyl death toll, which is right now, as I said, on pace to surpass the record in Western Washington, which is a highly, highly liberal area. You know, tell some of the mothers and fathers who are experiencing the deaths of their children, thanks to a large extent to illegals and criminals coming across the border, I don't want to say freely, because they have to sneak in to get in, and this is the best argument that there is, Jim, against open borders right now. You want to wrap it up? We got about a minute.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes, right? We're about 9:50, and I think we're at about 7:30. Okay. But the Bay Area, so the San Francisco Bay Area, on the 30th of August, in a 24-hour period, had 18 people die from fentanyl overdose.
Yeah.
18 people. We're seeing children. You're seeing law enforcement. You're seeing emergency responders that respond to these deaths.
Right.
Actually get infected and potentially die and extremely sick from fentanyl. The level of deceit that the media gives to cover up the administration and the democratic policies that are destroying the sovereignty of this nation,
right,
putting a tremendous burden on the taxpayers, putting a tremendous burden on the major urban areas. I mean, New York is having to declare an emergency. Even some of the southern border Democrat governors are having to declare emergencies because they can't support this massive inflow of illegal immigration. We're talking about over 7 million people in the last 2.5 years under the Biden administration. And of course, with the continuation of this effort, we're going to be approaching 10 million people, which puts us at unbelievable numbers of illegal immigrants that the cities, states, schools, hospital systems all have to absorb. And how do they do that? And how do you get taxes from people that are working under the table? You know, this is the whole facade is about the equivalent to what they're doing with trying to stop voter ID. It's really to protect these illegal immigrants and be able to get more votes. It's disgusting, disturbing, and it's destroying the nation.
It has destroyed the nation. It's not in the process of destroying the nation. It has destroyed a very important part of the country that I grew up in and that I continue to love. You guys, I hate to wrap up our show on such a dour note, but you know, the truth is the truth. Stick around. We will be back next week. Stop and think about some of the things we talk about. They are critical. We'll see you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.